From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, this is the Eye in the Sky recreational forecast. It is not typical this time of year to have to thread the needle to find some quality weather to get outside, but I think we all know that sure has been the case this July. Although unsettled conditions come to end the week, surface high pressure quickly moving through the region provides a dry and nice summer day today. Highs this afternoon rise in the comfortable 70s over the valleys with lots of sunshine. Southern areas and the higher terrain see a bit more clouds than the northern valleys. A clear and cool night is on tap as lows generally fall in the upper 40s to mid-50s. We are able to squeeze out a decent day tomorrow before an upper-level trough and weak surface low pressure moves overhead from the west. Tomorrow starts off dry with some sunshine before an increasing chance of showers later tomorrow afternoon and evening. Friday will feel more like the start of fall rather than the end of July, as it will be cool, damp, and breezy, with highs struggling to make it out of the 60s. If you are starting to shape up some plans for camping this weekend, high pressure notices in the region on Saturday, providing a mainly dry day with a good deal of sunshine. Highs remain below normal through the weekend as they crest in the upper 60s to lower 70s, with 60s prevailing over the mountain towns. Another area of weak low pressure moves through northern New England later Sunday into Monday, with computer model guidance still hammering out all the details. I'm meteorologist Chris Kurdak with an Eye on the Sky.